Saint Benedict is about to strike the world with his staff, the thing that represents his spiritual power, and it will go off like an atomic bomb. Yes, this is in reference to the worldwide exorcism. We're going to talk about that in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now let's first get into the what is this for those that maybe are first joining. So there is an exorcism conference going on right now in New Jersey, organized by John Leap's Evangelization. One of the guests that's invited is Cardinal Ernest Simoni, an Albanian priest who celebrated a mass for the soul of JFK. Albania was communist at the time. He was arrested, placed in prison, celebrated mass there in prison secretly. He literally was like a living martyr upon his release. He had an audience with Pope Francis, told his story. Several months later, he was immediately elevated to being a cardinal. At that point, he had been an exorcist already, I believe. He's now been an exorcist for about at least 10 years, and he trains other exorcists. Some call him the exorcist of exorcists. And he agreed, with permission, with all the permissions that you need, to go to New Jersey, to, along with celebrating Mass and giving talks, to do a worldwide exorcism, something that he will pray in Latin at the end of this conference. Now, this conference, you may have signed up for all of it, but some people are not able to afford the fee, and the fee covers all the cost of flying these people out there. Conferences are expensive to put on. And so I talked with Karen, the one who's organizing, and she agreed to let me stream the last couple of hours. Now I'm going to tell you the times that it shall be streamed from my channel, and then we're going to get into the vision that a couple of friends of mine saw about what this exorcism will do, because it's going to blow you away, literally. So the worldwide exorcism will begin at 1 p.m. Pacific Time U.S., 2 p.m. Mountain Time, 3 p.m. Central Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. They are in Eastern Time. It will begin at 9 p.m. Ireland, UK, Nigeria time, 2:30 a.m. Sunday the 13th, Chennai time in India, 6 a.m. Brisbane, Australia, Sunday the 13th. Please, I will put this in the description. I cannot answer all the questions. You need to look at those times and translate it for your local time, please. It is of the essence that you help me by doing this. Now, let me get into the vision that they saw and what we are to do. So a friend of mine is actually visiting where St. Benedict is. He was there yesterday, the Feast of St. Benedict, Subiaco Abbey, something like that, the cave where he lived for many years, praying at his tomb. And this is what the Lord showed him. He saw the world spinning, and he saw St. Benedict standing over it with a large staff in hand, representing his spiritual power, his authority that God has given him. And then he saw him strike the earth, and he heard an incredibly loud explosion like an atomic bomb. He's prayed many times with things like this. He said, I've never heard anything like this. Everything that was on the earth, it was like it was destroyed, all the evil. Next, he saw the world covered in a golden veil, something which I think represents the Blessed Mother. He sent this to me and asked me, Alvaro, what do you think this means? A few hours before that, and I want to read it to you because it's so interesting what someone else said. And this is someone else that I've had on the channel. I won't tell you who he was, but this is another friend of mine. He said, hi, Alvaro, I saw many souls in purgatory. They were united in prayer, pleading the precious blood over the nations of the earth. Then I saw Mama, our Blessed Mother, crushing all the demons with her heel. Alongside her was Saint Joseph. The vision ended. This took place while in prayer in Knock. These two opened up the meaning for me, that what my friend saw while praying at the tomb of Saint Benedict is not what will happen, but what might, if we pray. This is a grace the Lord wants to give us through this worldwide exorcism. He wants to crush all the evil in the world, but it's not guaranteed. We have to cooperate. What should we do? That other vision will help us. We need to plead. First, we need to ask the souls in purgatory, obtain their intercession, to plead the blood of Jesus on every nation of the earth. So what I suggest for you to do is to look up, type in Google 100 95 nations of the world in alphabetical order. So get all the names of every single nation. And then I want you to ask the souls in purgatory to plead the blood of Jesus on each and every nation by name, one by one. Along with that, I want you to pray rosaries, chaplets of St. Gertrude, any chaplet related to the souls in purgatory to strengthen their intercession. Why the blood of Jesus? Because we should love Jesus. We should love God so much that we're willing to shed our blood for him. We don't. We won't. And many people refuse to. Sinners, what we call them. So we can offer the blood of Jesus on sinners and our behalf as if to say, well, we don't, but he did. Please have mercy on us and grant us this grace. That's why it's theologically incredibly profound to ask them to plead the blood of Jesus on every single nation so that the grace that's going to come from this worldwide exorcism be effective and stay effective. This is very important. Any other sacrifices you can make today, do it. Any penances, any fasting, anything. Don't tell anyone. Keep it secret. Don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing, as Jesus says. Now, the live stream will be streamed from my channel. If you go to my channel, you type in YouTube Uniquely Mary, you'll see the Uniquely Mary logo and a red circle, and it'll say live. You click on it, and that will show you how that works. Go and do that right now to see. If you go to the live section, you go to the channel, and you see videos, playlists, etc., you'll see live. I did a test. It's called Test 2, and that'll show you the quality of what it should look like. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have the stream, the conference on my iPad, and I'm going to have my phone kind of looking at that so that we're basically streaming the stream. Do you see what I'm doing there? So it's not going to be direct, but it'll be forwarded. So you'll hear a little bit of an echo. We're going to work on the sound so that it sounds as good as possible. And that should remain later on the channel. However, I think it is most effective if we listen to it live. This Cardinal Ernest Simoni is an incredible person. This is a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and it is happening at a crucial point in our history, in the history of the world. My friends, please pray for this. This could happen. It's not guaranteed like Fatima. They were given ways to avoid World War II. They didn't do it. World War II happened. So accept this. This is what many of us have been wanting. This is what many of us have been praying for. Here it is. Will you sacrifice to obtain this grace? Join me in doing so. I'll see you later on today at the Worldwide Exorcism live stream. I cannot wait. By the way, the Holy Souls Crusade is a ministry here led by Aidan Bond and some friends of his here in Ireland. If you're in Ireland, look them up. Quite amazing. Support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee, subscribe and like, and I'll see you in the next one.